Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of studies out of the book of Deuteronomy. So get close to your radio and get your Bible now as we take a deeper look in the book.
Do them. See, and that's the good thing about turning that TV off. Learn them. Keep them. Do them. A lot of time we could be cutting up in the house, playing, you know, when it was raining and stuff, because when it was raining, you got to cut the TV off anyway. Where I come from. Hello, somebody. Y'all looking at me crazy. Come on, a Coke generation. The Coke generation, y'all know now, soon as they start thundering and lightning, y'all turn the TV off, unplugging the extension cords and everything. Hello, somebody, because you had extension cords running all across the floor and everything, from one room to the next room. Amen. Amen. Covering up mirrors and all that. Amen. 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 So, and a lot of time we'd be cutting up. Mom and them would say, y'all got y'all Sunday school lesson out? Go in there and get your Sunday school lesson out. Oh, she may ask you a Bible question and stuff. See, you ain't got your Sunday school lesson out. You just told me you ain't got. Go in there and get your Sunday school lesson out. Amen. Come on, somebody. Learn them. Keep them. Do them. Give me the fifth commandment. Boy, if my granddaddy would come over there to the house, boy, I'd be scared sometimes because I say, oh, boy, I bet granddaddy going to ask about the Sunday school lesson. Amen. Or he's going to ask you about the one of the Ten Commandments, the Decalogue. Can you recite the Decalogue? And, boy, you know, can recite this. What you're talking about, the summary, granddaddy, of the Decalogue? I can summarize it here, O Israel. You know. Lord thy God is one, thou should love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Love thy neighbor as you love thyself. These are two commandments. All right then, boy. You go on and get you a piece of candy here, huh? Amen. Amen. He would always give us a piece of candy and a dollar. Amen. Even if you're 18 years old, you get you a dollar. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, when you got about 50 or 60 grandkids, though, you know, $1 is all you can afford. All right. Chapter 6, and I'm going to finish up now. Chapter 6, he reminded them of God's greatness. Goodness. So the first three chapters, he reminded them of God's guidance. God was the one that brought them. And how did God guide them? It was with this cloud, didn't it? A cloud by day and fire by night. All right. And then he reminded them of God's greatness in their life. And then he reminded them of God's goodness. God's goodness. And look at chapter 6. He reminded them of God's goodness, verse number 4 and 5. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thine mind. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them. Look at the four ways that you ought to teach your children. When thou sit it in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. What's the four ways to teach your children? And when you, so in other words, you need to always be teaching your children. Even when you're watching television, have a television quiz. Even when you're watching television, when you're watching a television show, there's always some kind of theme or something, that lesson that you can teach. Yeah, there's all, even when you're watching Gunsmoke, there's a lesson that you can teach. How many of y'all watch Wide Earth, the Wide Earth, and what have you? Amen, amen. It shows you how brothers got to stick together. Did you see that the Earth fellows, man, they could take on a whole town. Them brothers stand together. Amen. So I pop a movie in like that and say, y'all need to be standing together like these Earth boys. Amen. Amen. Anything. Same thing. Watching a football game. Did you see that? Teamwork. Teamwork. You see that? You see how that team came back? Mavericks last night came back on Houston. Houston had them 17 points, cruising. Terry came in there, boom, hitting them three, boom, boom. Man, it energized the whole team. You see what I'm saying? Never give up. What Dr. J said when they won the championship, Dr. J was coming doing all kind of moves, and they said, that's why they call him the doctor, you know. He was doing all kind of moves and stuff. And they asked him, man, how could y'all come from behind like y'all came from behind? And this is what he said. Was famous from this point on. He said, the game ain't over till the fat lady sing. You remember that? He said, the game ain't over until the fat lady sing. You just play till the fat lady sing. Until, because after the game was over with, this lady would sing. He said, we just play until the fat lady sing. As a little boy watching that, with my basketball, looking at it, I said, man, I'm going out here, and I'm going to shoot this ball till the fat lady sing. Hello, somebody. Mama be calling, 10, man, come on in, 10. I said, Mama, I got to hit 10 in a row. Got to hit 10 or 12 in a row, whatever standard I done set. Yeah. You know you have to use your imagination. Amen. Amen. Time is running out. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. 5, 4, 3, 2. Hello, somebody. You know what I'm talking about? You got to put the pressure on yourself. Amen. The pressure is on. Sports teach you a lot. It teach you a lot. And so whenever you're watching TV, there's always a lesson. There's always a lesson. Amen. I like to watch what? Law and Order. Dun, dun. And they done changed the music. I said, what they doing? My wife called me in and I said, they getting ready to come on. And they changed the music. I couldn't even dance right. And I changed the music. I said, then I messed up the music. That's my favorite, you know. I'll stay up to watch just the front part of the show when it come on. Amen. Amen. But it shows you how folks get caught. They make a mistake or something. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's always a lesson. So turn anything you see into a teaching. It's a teaching time. Sometimes my boys, they don't like watching television with me because they say, I know daddy finna come up with a lesson. Or somebody finna come up with, we just want to watch TV. Hey, sometimes I'm in there by myself. We start out with the whole family in there. And now everybody done left out. Amen. I wake up and the only thing, just TV, keeping me company. I said, my Lord. I said, now what's this all about? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Did that ever happen to y'all? Amen. Amen. I don't know what that's about. Let me go and finish up. Let me finish up. But notice now. Notice he says something here. Verse 7, and thou shalt teach them to thy children. Okay, verse 8, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be a frontlet between thine eyes. You ought to write the Bible on your hand. You ought to write the Bible on your hand. Your Bible verse, you ought to write it down on your hand. When I was a little boy, when I was in high school, and I didn't even know this, did, but I fell in love with the book of Proverbs. And I would read a chapter a day out of the book of Proverbs, and I would pick one proverb, and I would write it down on my tablet. And people would be, you know, looking at my tablet, and they'd see all these Bible verses. And they would think I'm kind of strange or something because they see all these Bible verses. Someone would ask me then, you know, you're going to be a preacher? I said, why you say that? And they said, we see all these Bible verses. But do you know God was getting me ready at that time? I didn't know that, but I was just fascinated with the book of Proverbs. I was just fascinated. That's what you do. Write it down, and that way that'll stay on your mind rather than when I would get that F in class. You know what I would do? I would look at my proverb rather than looking at my F. Amen. Amen. I would, rather than focusing on my F, hello somebody, look at my Proverbs. Amen. Amen. The word of God is better than gold and silver. Anything that you can compare, it cannot even be compared with it. I don't need no A anyway. As a matter of fact, I could change this. All I got to do is put another side on it. Amen. Let me go on, y'all. Amen. Amen. Now, notice what the Bible say, though. It said, and thou shalt write them on the post of thine house and on the gates. Do you have any scriptures in your house? On the wall. Your walls need to be talking. Yeah, let your wall, particularly in your children, because there's going to come a time your children not going to want to hear you talk. They're going to start shedding down. But that's all right. Put some Bible scriptures and let the Bible scriptures remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. When they don't want to go to church, they it's right there. Matter of fact, put the whole Ten Commandments in your children's room. Amen. Amen. You go upstairs, that's where the children is at. We got a big old poster. Big old poster, that big. So as soon as they walk right up them stairs, they see it. The Ten Commandments. Amen. Amen. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. You need those scriptures. Sometimes you don't even feel like reading your Bible, but you can read your walls. Sometimes when I'm down here and I get kind of discouraged, I just walk down the hallway and just start reading scriptures. Amen. Amen. After you read those scriptures, man, it's just like a shot in the arm. Hello, somebody. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. So you need that. You need that to keep you encourage and to just keep you going on. And notice he tell them right there at the end, verse number 10, and it shall be when the Lord thy God has brought thee into the land which he swore unto the father Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and to give them great and godly and goodly cities which thou did not build, and houses full of good things which thou fill it not, and wells dig it which thou dig it not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plant it not. When thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware. Somebody say beware. Lest thou forget the Lord. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. God done all that for you and you can forget him. Do you know the people that forget the Lord? It's not the people on the street, but it's the people in the church. It's the people who don't even come to church because they got too much. Do you know why a lot of people in America don't go to church today? It's because they got too much. Hello, do you know when we miss? Do you know why we miss when we're not sick a lot of time? We got too much. Oh, I had to take care of, fill in the blank. Huh? See, when you didn't have that fill in the blank, that part there, when it was just blank, then you was at church. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Hello, somebody. But now, you know, you can go wherever you want. Yeah, we was eating steak. Hello, somebody. Tell the truth. You see a lot of people at the cafeteria on Sunday that didn't go to church. You can tell the church crowd because the church crowd still got the church clothes on. Hello, somebody. But you got a lot of businessmen and, you know, a lot of other, I guess we can call them successful people. The world would call them successful. But they so successful, they can't go to church now. They done let something else take the place of God. Amen. So God says, be careful lest you forget. When you get to the place of satisfied, see, to tell you the truth, one of the reasons God can't answer a lot of our prayers because we are seeking for independency from God. What did Eve want?
Taste that fruit.
Huh? She already had the world. She wanted independence. You will be like God. Well, if I'm going to be like God, two of the same thing. One is unnecessary. And that's what we're trying to do. We want enough money where we won't even have to pray no more.
No, that's crazy.
Hello, somebody. Huh? We don't say that, but actually, that's really what we want. Because we don't really want to depend on nobody for nothing. Tell the truth. Huh? We don't want to depend on nobody. Even God, because he don't move when I want him to move. If the truth be told, we don't like waiting on God. Because if the truth be told, we don't like waiting. Tell the truth, somebody, and shame that devil up in this house. They just bother me. I can't wait till I get grown. I'm tired of waiting. I ain't asking. I got to always ask dad and mama to take me somewhere. Wait till I get grown, get my own car. Then when you get your own car, then you get married. Both of y'all got one car. We need another car around here. Where come Ralph? I mean, he's supposed to be here at 4 o'clock. What time is it? 10 minutes to 4. What's taking him so long? He know I get off early. Hello, somebody. All right. Let me stop there. What can we learn from this lesson? 3 things, right quick. We need to testify of our highs and our lows. Moses shared with his new generation his highs and his lows. Tell your children the good things that happen, but tell them the bad things too, because they can learn from your whole life. Share your whole life with your children. Share your whole life with folks younger than you. Share the good and the bad. The good, the bad, and the ugly. They can learn something from it. I'm finding that people can learn from everything about my life. They can, it's something they can learn from it. Amen. So tell them the highs and lows. That's what Moses did. The highs and lows. Don't try to cover up. They already, once your children grow up and get in their 20s and 30s, they matter of fact, when they get in their teens, they already done figured out you ain't perfect. They already know. As a matter of fact, that's why they shut down. Because it's a shocker to them that, wait a minute, mama got some sin in her life. Daddy got some sin in his life. And they don't know how to handle that when they're teens and what have you. So go on and help them to try to work through them formative years, the teen years and the 20s and the 30s and what have you. Tell them. Even though they may not want to hear it, tell them. They'll appreciate it later on. Amen. They, as a matter of fact, set it up where they'll respect you even more. So after you gone. Yeah, set it up. So in other words, you're never gone. You see? You're always there in their mind. All right. Number two, we need to be reminded to obey the word of God. How many of y'all done heard of the Ten Commandments? How many of you heard it when you was a child? How many of you heard it when you got in your teens? How many of you heard it when you got in your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s, in your 50s? Come on now, somebody.
Yes,
I can understand you not want to go any further. That's good enough. Amen. All right. But we need to be reminded. Amen. Because it's something about a reminder, particularly when you got some devilment on your mind, and then all of a sudden somebody remind you. That's how you know a rhema word from the Lord. God sent a word after you. Amen. Number three, we need to be reminded of the greatness and the goodness of God. We need to be reminded of God's greatness and God's goodness. We need to be reminded of God's greatness. You need to look back at your life. Everybody who knows Jesus, you got a testimony. And the beautiful thing about a testimony, it means that you had to go through a test. As a matter of fact, people who ain't never went through nothing, you got a boring life. The thing that really makes life exciting is when you're going through a test. If you have had an alcoholic problem and God delivered you from alcohol, oh, man, you got a testimony. If you was on drugs and God delivered you from drugs, you got a testimony. If you had relationship problem and God delivered you from your bad relationship, you got a testimony. If God fixed something in your life, whatever went wrong and he done fixed it, you got a testimony. So that's why you praise God when you're on the downside, because trouble don't last always. Weeping endure for a night. Joy is coming in the morning. And morning will come. Do I have a witness? Morning will come. God bless you. Let us pray.
Bread of life sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.